Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I am highly honored to do so. A Tuesday night, a special night, a night that I decide to come on the radio. It will be 8 years, the ending of this year. And it's an honor to have that kind of continuity and that willpower to take out of your busy schedule and do the things that one don't like to do. Your wife will be upset, the children's upset, and those who love you that wants to be a part of you. It can't upset them because there's things that one would like to do. With this COVID-19, it has stopped us from actually visiting our parents and our loved ones, and our children that went off to get married. Yes, they put us in this situation. And because that we have to obey the rules and regulations that's handed down at one time is the government. Now it's the state. Then it becomes the city. How about the county? And these are things that never even occur, but it gave them the power to pass rules and regulations where you can go, how far can you go, and what you have to do if you visit some cities that they don't care anything about or believe that we're going to catch a virus and that virus is going to kill you. So it's fear in us. Yes, I say us because it's my community. If one hurt, we all hurt. And so far, the human life of the human beings around the world are suffering because of this disease that came from nowhere and became the worst disease ever in the history of a flu. To get that kind of a flu, no one's asking the right questions. Most people are afraid to. And yes, it's terrifying because you have men and women that have studied the will of God. Nothing can happen without his will. But man can frighten us. And we say man because you have the human being following the jinn. I'm talking about that one that turned devil. Yes, they follow him. And so therefore, we are fearful because of their understanding of what is this flu all about? What is this virus that we are having? What is this sickness and why, brothers and sisters, we are dying? It puzzles us. But individuals can't do anything to correct anything that is given to us by those who are in authority. We have the new president of the United States. Even though he won, the former president, his term is not up until January, so he don't have a right to. He figured he doesn't have a right to agree that we have a new president. And so therefore everybody's in a turmoil. And they put us on hold. They change their rules when it fits them. They change the law to fit them. There's nothing we can do about it. Why? Because we all split up. We're split up in tribes. You know, and I know, and all those who study understand that our parents came from Africa. And Africa is a country that, if you look at the assets, they are one successful country. But isn't it amazing in Africa with all the oil and gold and silver and diamonds and so forth and so on that they allow someone to come into that big country? And you ask yourself a question, why? How could this happen? How could one fall victim to our country as being ripped off? What is their excuse why the country is being ripped off? Because we have a big excuse over here. We were kidnapped and brought here. We were forced into slavery. But why is it? Why is it there a country called Africa that the Africans are catching hell? Why is it there is no democracy in Africa? As much as we love Africa, and as much as the brothers come over here and try to teach us about a country that was erased from our mind, not our nature. They can't touch our nature, but they sure can touch your mind that taps into your spirit. You lose the spirit. Well, we have what we call dementia today. People forget their names. People forget who you are. Well, you can't give it dementia. They don't have a name for that. But we can say because of slavery. See, brothers and sisters, the way they was able to con us and trick us, that they would snatch your baby from you. When that baby decides to be able to see properly, don't see this mother, don't see his father, don't see his siblings. You see another man that don't look like him. And because he was separated as an infant coming into the world, who fed him? They did. What did they feed him with? I'm quite sure it was the nipple of the human being female. So they fed them all the stuff that would poison their mind, poison their soul. But this went on for 400 years. And you think we understand Africa? You think we are Africans? I don't think so. You have to be very unintelligent with common sense, unintelligent with common sense. I ain't say the degrees that man gave you. I'm talking about the common sense that God gives to you. So you know you was raised from Africa. We don't know nothing about Africa. Matter of fact, we don't like the sun over there. Too hot. It never came up with sun 110 degrees, 120 degrees. It's too hot. And the water just don't agree with us. Something about their water makes us sick. 400 years. But what is the excuse of Africa? They came over there and robbed them. How? Because the same group of people, it wasn't Islamic because in Islam, you can't do that. They sold us to slavery. And so who was target? The Christians. Christians didn't care about the Muslims in Islam. And so therefore, they were getting paid big money. So they sold us out. We didn't understand it until we got to Ghana. They tricked us. They tricked us. Yes, we were stabbed with bamboozle. But we were trying to jump off the ships to come back home because we realized we in slavery, butt naked, urinating, defecating, making babies. And the rebellious ones, they killed and threw off the ones that got sick, they threw them off the boat. Until we arrived here to the shores of North America. But we didn't come. All of us didn't come to North America. A lot of us stopped off on the islands. Oh, we split up again. And because we split up, we grew up with their tongue, their culture, their language. So because of that reason, the color of your skin, because now you're not in that hot sun, so you're coming out brown, you come out yellow, you come out looking white. Because why? In those islands, It was running through the black woman. But the one that came here to North America, they suffered the worst. That was the worst slavery in the history of slavery. And so the Amish was taught to stay away from us, don't care anything about us. Who are we? They think they're different because their tongue don't sound like our tongue. Nevertheless, we're here. They went through 400 years of that. So Africa had this riches of gold and oil and silver and coffee. You name it, they have it. The masses of the people. So they allowed them to come in here and exploit their minds and take all their research sources and bring it back to other countries as well as America. Who's rich? A handful. What about the people? They didn't care. So they got cut up in tribes, this tribe, that tribe. They got over 300 some kind of languages over there. So they're suffering right now today, to the point that most of them move right here in America. Their homes are here. They got big homes over there, but they come over here because this is the land of opportunity, home of the brave. A democracy. The poor can come over here and get their education, don't want to go back. They're being paid. They're lawyers, they're doctors, they're engineers. Very highly intelligent. But the key is with all of them that came over here, none of them prior coming over here, none of them tried to find us. And there were some big kings. They never tried to come to America and say, where is the ones you kidnapped? Instead, they came over here and treated like they wasn't black. They was white and you was black, but yet they want to teach you about Africa. Well, what are we learning about Africa that makes us be proud? Or what they did before everybody done turned? I'm not saying that there were some great things from Africa because we came from Africa. We built this country. So that means we were highly intelligent, highly skilled. But they was able to put their people around and learn our trade. We was the carpenters. We was the engineers, the ones that knew how to build skyscrapers. Where are we today? So the same way we taught them, they taught the brown man, call them Latinos, Mexicans, Venezuelans, all of them come here. And it was the sophisticated slavery, meaning they now got our job, but they work for nothing. So many of them collectively, they were able to be successful. Now, could I go into this history for my hour and a half that I probably will be on the network? No, but I can wake you up and tell you if you don't even put no, thing is wrong with this picture. So no one came over here but Farad, and we have to give credit to Farad. Farad came over here and walked amongst the Kennedys. He was in those sophisticated education of university. And he realized they was mistreating us. He realized they was abusing us. Now, how he's going to teach us Islam? We couldn't get it. We didn't understand it, but he had to find one. And he found one with a third grade education. He found one that was out there on the corner drinking wine, getting drunk. Because why? They took everything from him, the money, his wife, Sister Clara. So he couldn't take it. He couldn't provide for his family. So she went out there and took him off that corner, brought him back, the female, brought him back, cleaned him up, dressed him up, and said, go listen to that man, Farad. And my God, he was hooked. Never drank again in his life. But he learned something. No one wants to teach it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad learned something. that Farrar was creating black devils. Now, I use the word black devil to get your attention, because when we was raised, we came away from a white man being God. We came away from Jesus being the God himself. We came away from Jesus being the Son of God. Oh, God woke us up and started making us think, how much do the earth weigh? How far is it from the sun, from the moon? How fast time travels? Now, what did we need it all? But it was waking us. It was waking us. But then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew. He knew that the Caucasian wanted to kill Farrar. He wasn't God himself. He came in the person of God. He represents God. He's the spirit of God, and so is you, so is I, but he understood it. So Farrar came here to teach us to wake up, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, meaning you could understand him very well. Honorable Elijah Muhammad allowed us to believe he was God. Why? Because Farrar couldn't come back no more. Why? Because America wanted to kill him, 250,000 on his head. So now Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us what he was taught. But he taught us not to go against this army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. Learn how to protect yourself. Fight against those who fight against you. But don't be the aggressor. So he was a master. No one talks about it. He was a master of what he did. He was a great asset to America. Because why? He didn't ask for you educators. He didn't ask for you had mothers and fathers. He didn't ask for you that was middle class. He said, give me the downtrodden ones. Give me the ones you reject. Give me the ones that's pimps and hustlers and dope dealers and prostitutes. Give me them. And my God, he did a magnificent job. So he saved us because we thought the white man was the devil. You can't put your hands on us. We will die first. Ah, we put fear in America. It wasn't COVID-19. One for all for one, even Stephen. That's who we were. So we began to educate our children just the way our ancestors used to do. Our ancestors used to wake up, and the white man see the light on, they would come and stop them for what they was doing. They couldn't educate each other. But them mothers were intelligent. They would sacrifice 3 o'clock in the morning, wake you out of the bed to teach you education. Yes, they did it at night. They didn't sleep. They woke out of their sleep to teach their babies, hiding from the white man. So today, who are we teaching? If we waking up in the morning teaching our children, hell no. No, we're not. I feel sorry for the third generation because they off the hook. They are off the hook. Only because why? We never taught them. And the buck stopped at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Then when we came to Imam Warfi Muhammad, a lot of us didn't come. A lot of us just stayed out. It wasn't for Minister Louis Farrakhan, you probably wouldn't know nothing about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because his son was on a mission to get you away from yesterday and bring you into the 21st century and let you know you're the Khalifa. Nobody taught us that. Nobody taught us to go down to Sajjah. Nobody taught us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorify his name, is one and he is not a human being. Can no human being create the heavens and the earth? And I remember distinctly, they said, Brother Minister Farrakhan, you know that all the Muslims around the world insulted with what you say. He said, what did I say? You said Master Fred is Allah. He said, I did. Huh? Yes. He said, you're telling me that I taught my people that for life, Muhammad created the heavens and earth? He said, you never heard me say that. Did he come in the spirit of Allah? Come in the world with the spirit of Allah. Yes, brothers and sisters, you as in that earth, your own earth, your own real estate, you that's in there, is the spirit of God. And that don't die. So when you're in your right state of mind, you're in tune with your deen and Allah fitra. So let's get it straight. The Honorable Muhammad knew that no one could teach us but him. He was a master. Then why do he give credit to for that? Because the Quran says, if you don't give credit where credit is due, Allah will give you no more. My God, we were so successful. We were so together, it was unbelievable. He never mistreated our females. Should I keep going on what we did in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s? None of y'all could come here and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, one for those who created men and women to embrace Islam. It wasn't called Islam. It was Islam. We didn't go down Sajda. We stood straight up, and we had our hands open. You know, that's the position you beg God. Yes, we was begging. We was pimps. Yes, we was begging. We was prostitutes. Yes, we was begging. We was poor. Yes, we was begging. We was being treated like we was in slavery. We didn't have no chains on us. They released us. The brothers in prison is doing modern day slavery today. These are things we don't even think about. Well, why am I saying all of this? Well, I got a great deal of people that listen to me. Is to bring you the actual fact. What is God talking about? But you won't comprehend it if you're spineless and you're weak. You're so weak that you fall for all of these tricks as if God don't even exist no more. It's like you went to the Hadith and forgot about the Quran. You are playing the trick of Satan, and it got you all messed up. And so people say, well, Murad, what is your title tonight? You want to know what my title is tonight? We're going to discuss what is the meaning of Tani. Because that didn't start after the prophet. Tani began during the time of the prophet. Now, we really don't have the understanding of what is Tani. And because we don't have that understanding, brothers and sisters, we practically really don't care. But the point is, I don't see you teaching your children. Because Talim, the Sajjah, and you can go all day long teaching Talim. There's no ceiling on it. But what does it mean? We, brothers and sisters, I listen to people and I don't try to give them what I or how I feel or what I see. If they ask me a question, I'm sure they're going to try to answer it. To see you all fearful of what Satan is doing, there's no fear when you trust in Allah. You should fear when you don't trust him. We say we fear Allah, but he don't come to hurt us. We fear that we don't want to go against what he wills for us to be and what we ought to do. But we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor and the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds, we thank Allah. We thank him that we have come to the understanding that he is one. He has no partners, no associates, no children. He's a system of all knowledge. We say Allah because it means the God. There's a whole lot of little gods running around here. But we call on Allah, the God. We don't just say God, but you will hear me say God. And he created the heavens and the earth and everything between, but he needs nothing from his creation. Nothing from man. And because you can only approach him when he allows you to. But you have to come to him humbling yourself. You have to be like in such a position to order to come to Allah. You can't have come to him. Oh, Lord, I did this. Oh, Lord, I did that. Oh, Lord, but you didn't tell what you really have done as if he don't know. To bear witness and give it to Allah, not to another man. Because the other man will take advantage of you. Here's the Quran. Quran will help you with anything too small. Anything too large is right there in the Quran. But if you don't have faith in the Quran, you won't use the Quran. The Quran is a law stick for you to be able to settle all affairs. He says here, amen. And what did you do? I did such and such. And what did you say she did? Well, she had sex with this man. Well, how did he have sex with this man? Now, you telling another human being, and next year you know it, the next month you divorce, and the following month the brother go marry the same woman. Why? Because you told him everything that that female had that you wanted. And what he didn't like, you like it. So why are you confessing to a man? Because you don't trust the Quran. And because you don't trust the Holy Quran, you got a problem. And then you go to the imam and say, look at my eye. And imam trying to help the brother, because why? He don't care nothing about you. And you get upset, and you take off your long skirt, put on a short skirt, because why? You was very disrespectful. To them, you are not who you say you are, because why? You telling the truth. And you thought you was going to get some help, but you're not getting no help. You're coming to another man. You want a psychiatrist? Ask your husband. He knows you. You want to have a psychiatrist, man? Ask your wife, because she knows you. So that means y'all two can iron this thing out. But Allah says your wife and children are nothing but a trial. But you ain't trying to iron anything out. You're trying to figure out how to get rid of her, because all the time, brother, all the time, you want to get rid of her because of what reason? But you think you can get something better. What reason, sister, are you getting rid of your husband? But you want to play the streets. You want to play this. You can't do that around one that tries to be upright. This is sick. This is disgraceful. But it's happening, whether you like it or not. So we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. The reason why we mentioned Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so many times, because if you study the Uswa, the prophet, you would want to be just like him, since Allah says he's a perfect example. But he's a perfect example because he only tells us what God said for 23 years. But they want you to believe. They want you to believe in order for you to be able to serve Allah and his messenger to learn the hadith. They made it holy, holy and thou. But see, this is Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. And I'm going to give it to you straight. If you master in the point of sense of the word that you really obeying your Quran, you can read the hadith. You can, in your nature, would tell you this, I'm dismissing that. Oh, I'm going to dismiss that. Oh, that fits me. Everything ain't bad. Go read Satan's book. Well, you got a lot of them out of there came through man. At least you'll know what Satan's like. That's the goodness. But do you want to be like him? I don't think you should want to be like Satan. So these are the things you have to grasp upon. So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for his gift. That's why he gave us a gift in our religion of Al-Islam. And we thank him for teaching us about the one he chose to be the seal of the prophet. So we say, may the peace and blessing be upon the prophet. And we say his ascenders and companion. We greet him because greeting him, we greet all the prophets in one. So we say, salallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after giving the greetings to the prophet, just due to the prophet, that's a dua. That's not prayer. That's a dua. And in the dua, we say, surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. Sadaqallah wadeen. And the other be our language. Sadaqallah wadeen. But they don't do it today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ameen. Alhamdulillah radiyallahu anhu. Ameen. It is not in the Quran. We're mocking birds. We want to mock everything that don't look like us, teach us that. And then they got the imps out in our masjids telling us everything that don't make no sense whatsoever, if, in fact, you read the Quran. In order for you to say, and they say it, in order for me to know how to see the prophet, I got to read the hadith. You should say to him, well, thank you for letting me know how intelligent you are, stuck on stupid, to put the hadith over top of the Quran, to say the Quran is not the final understanding, so I have to go to another book. But isn't that amazing? Allah to Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace upon him, told him to read, never told him who he was, read in your name of your Lord that created. That's what he said. So where's the book at? The book came when he began to read, the angels now sent them the swords of the Quran. That's what he preached for 23 years. Perfect. Because he's telling you what God says. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I take pride in doing so. And he said to me, read the words of the Quran. Read the words of the Quran and go and give it to them in their language, as close as you're going to get. Then they will be motivated to pick up the Quran, and just how you was blessed, Allah will bless them also. There's not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of Allah. So I was coming on the radio to talk about a different topic. But I realize that a lot of people are upset. They are upset with the idea that the sisters are doing certain things on the side. And they use the word talim. And they have more right to use that word than we do, if you study it. So Allah says he would give us our religion as a gift. It's a gift. Our religion, brothers and sisters, is a gift. This is Allah saying, I give you, give us the religion as a gift, and do not push it on anyone. This is our Lord talking. You will cheapen it. God gave it to us for our human values, to please our soul. Our religion pleases our soul and gives us values. But those values started where? It started with the woman. She is the Lord of the home, Allah says. It means no more than exchanging of knowledge after you do such. Rabdubiya. The Lord of the home. That's the female. But there's other religions that people that they have high revalues, high revalues for their religion, more determined to be to their religion. So Allah is asking us that we don't push our religion on anyone. We don't want to disturb anyone. We don't want to disturb no one to come over to our religion, to Islam. That's not what God is saying to us. We are able to converse or convince them or convert them. So don't even get it in your mind. Because if you do, you will curse the Christians. You will lose. They will lose if you convert them. And we Muslims in Islam, we would lose by trying to convert them. So that's not our job to convert them. Our job is to plant a seed that is good. And if they decide to embrace Islam, that's the will of Allah. But our Lord asks us not to. And it's in the Quran that all Jews and Christians, any other religion, they do the best they can do and believe in one God, and the hereafter, they will be blessed just like us. So it's no compulsory in Islam. But that's not the way you treat your children. You keep them away from this world, but they have to go through this world to get to the hereafter. So my sisters, they're not telling you this. But I'm telling you that this is a day a religion is called Al-Amadin. This is a day a religion today, just like yesterday, today, Allah is trying us. And we say, the day of judgment. You're being judged right now, brother. You're being judged right now, sister. And Allah is judging you by what you know. Now, most of us say we know the Quran. But I don't think so, because your actions and deeds does not prove that to be. Why? For one, simple, we are split up like we are in Africa. Everybody got their own agenda. And the sorry thing about it is that they thought that 400,000 Muslims in New Jersey was together. You might as well laugh at that. Because you can't come into a world that has millions of voters and you got 100,000, but you are a very strong asset. No, you're not. You insignificant. Don't mean nothing, but they can't tell you that because they may have a little problem. But they know you don't have the numbers. For the first time, you have Imams rules in their masjids. You got men that won't even stand up and tell you they lost their masjid. Hey, it happens. Repent. Start somewhere else. But no, we got the same address and don't have anything that says masjid. That's okay. If you would let them know, I don't have a masjid. I tell them all the time, Murad, Dr. Murad, call me what you want to call me, but you ain't putting me in no four walls. Yes, I will speak. You ask me, I speak. You don't ask, I don't speak. I don't need to speak. But if you ask me, I'm duty moral to do so. But give me a mic, I'm going to tell them what the Quran say. I'm going to tell you what I was taught by Imam Wallace bin Muhammad. And yes, I'm going to mention the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because why? Should I be redundant or am I consistent? It's because God says give credit where credit is due. And my God, that man raised me named Abdullah Muhammad to be clean internally and externally. So I was ready to be that vessel that's going to cover all this knowledge that's coming out of the Quran because I'm clean. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't snort no coke. I don't take no dope. I don't drink no wine. None of that I do. Why? Because the Imam Wallace Muhammad said, your mind is divine. That was it with me. Divine, why would I want to intoxicate my mind? You ever think about that? So it's a simple thing. But here it is. And I've been many places because they invite me. And I'm saying to myself, when are we going to come together as one? Now, sisters, you can do what you want. You're the Lord of the house. You're the Lord of the home. You're the Lord of the home. Allah says you are. But this is a real world that your children, your husband, you, and everybody else got to go through. So it's on the day of Lamadeen, day of religion. But there's a debt in there. Deen means debt. And don't you ever think that you, sisters, have a debt to God. It ain't just the man. It's the female that has a debt also. You can't separate us. Adam and Eve came here as one. We are one community, one ummah. So you split up? Because that's what's happening. You want to do your thing. They want to do their thing. Everybody doing their own thing, but no one's doing nothing collecting. Who catching the hell? Our offsprings. Because they ain't accepting it. So here come a man from over the islands and come into America and said, William Lent said, get rid of that man. So you're not only getting rid of him physically, spiritually, morally, and all kinds, you get rid of him. You're not with him. So why are we here? Because we fear. You ever run up against a bull, a lion? You ever run up against being outnumbered? Yes, that put fear in you. But when you got 5 million brothers in front of you, you don't fear nothing, sister. Why? You protected. Today, you lost that protection. So you're vulnerable. So they shooting women. They killing women. They raping women. They kidnapping women. But because it's not you, practically you don't give a damn. So where's the unity? Imam Wallace Muhammad said, why you go back in that same building? You can pray at home, but you condone it. And then you got a few that's still there condoning. So that's why they got 10, 15, 20. And those who had 1,000 down to 90 people, 50 people, and they still won't wake up and say, well, something wrong with you, brother. Because if you're losing those kind of people that was around you, something wrong. Then you got thieves. They couldn't get away in the early 60s. Ain't no way in the world you're going to steal from us. But today they can move to another city. They leave here, another state, go to Atlanta. After stealing the money, selling the masjid, throwing your sacred, not secret, sacred belongings in the garbage can and go on their land and they tell you you can't touch nothing because the brother who sold me this building tricked me. He think he's going to get away. Yes, he's gonna live for a while, but he's going to suffer in this world and suffer in the day of judgment. They don't fear it, but they feel COVID-19. How could you fear COVID-19 that man created? Wear your mask. And you got people now saying, I got so sick and walking in the Allah's fresh air that you breathe in that cleans your internal organs and you cover it with a mask. Oh, I'm afraid you might get something on your hands, your fingers. Why didn't you get on your fingers when you was in slavery? How did we make it in slavery? Who was the physician that when they cut us, when they abused the woman, who sewed her back up because she was only 10? We were skillful. We didn't need them. And our ancestors suffered for 400 years to pray that we would stand up. I believe we are breaking the covenant. That's a contract that our ancestors had with our Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised us up, shocked the whole world that we are saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Isn't that amazing? So I got a problem. But I ain't going to sit around and suffer like you will suffer. Because I go to humanity. 10 years it took me to figure all this out. But I ask Allah, oh Allah, I'll suffer the balance of suffering like my ancestors did, but I will not give up on you, Allah. Everybody thought I just gave up. No, I work hard. I'm being told, come to bed, don't stay up, you didn't get enough sleep. But I'm on a mission because this is a temporary world. But I know that I'm not waking up without a wife. I know that. Because why? Adam and Eve never were separated. So because my wife passed away, that I'm not supposed to get a wife. Because my wife walked away, I'm not supposed to get a wife. But see, that next woman could be greater than the one that was there. That's if you're right. Now, if you're wrong, you can remarry in hell. You got a devil as a wife. That can happen. Same way with you, sisters. But the point is, if you're in your right mind, your nature will tell you who you should want. And, well, I know. You want the brother that died 40 years ago, and you're still waiting to die to be with him. No, you got to get through this world. You ain't get through this world by yourself. So what are you saying, Marad? I should get married? Well, let me look at it. Let's see what Allah says. Allah says, if, in fact, you had a husband and he left or he passed, don't get married in 3 months because you could be pregnant with that baby. Find you another husband. Well, how do you mix your feelings? It's got nothing to do with emotions. It has something to do with surviving to get where? To paradise. So you marry right. But now today they marry with muscles. Yeah, handsome, intelligence, muscles. And find out that they he, she. Then you find one that got money and he looks like he's going to be successful and he on drugs. He's a drug guy. You don't know who came in the house and who went out. That's what happens when that's all you're looking for. But if you're looking to make it through this world, and Allah will bless you in the hereafter, who's in your heart, that's who you're going to choose. But what about this world? It's raised. You don't know nothing about it. It's gone. Allah removed it. You ever have a baby? Hurt, don't it? What about the second baby? Hurt, don't it? How about the third? But every time it hurt, Allah erased the pain. That's why you have another one. What, are you a freak? No. You're doing your mother duties to the society. So when you do good, Allah rewards you. Now, I know there's women that's much older, don't want a man touching her, and because her husband died 4 years ago, 5 years ago, she believes she's going to die soon anyway. So why should she take on another man? Because you didn't grasp the understanding that Satan loves that you're by yourself. And yes, we're not supposed to be by ourselves. We're not supposed to be by ourselves as a community, but yes, we are. This is your block. This is your street. This is your corner. Just like the Christians are doing, it's on each corner. But nobody is practicing the Son Optimus the King. You're not on the straight path. You're wobbling. Then you got some that don't want to go out, afraid that I might get material substance. TV, no, they don't know what the hell's going on. Who's telling them? That TV, yes, it can be bad, but it's a whole lot of good, because you wouldn't know who died next door. You wouldn't know what's coming tomorrow. You wouldn't know the weather and et cetera and so forth. Because there's a lot of good in it. I ain't say stay on it, just like you stay on the computers all night. That's worse than being on TV, because you're talking to everybody that's listening. You think you're talking by yourself? You think because you're playing facts and texts and Twitter that your husband don't know, it's going to come back to haunt you? They know you now. They know of you. See, only one knows us is Allah. But not you all that play these games and play like you someone. Satan knows who you are because you say it all over the internet. All over the internet. Ah, you talk about what you want to do, how you want to do it. You like the ring. And so they got you. It's waiting for you to come and make wrong mistakes, and then they'll show you something that will shame you. And say, okay, I'll put that down, but don't you do this and don't you do that, like they got most of these mayors. Got them in the room, no telling who they having sex with, little girls, little boys, men to men, all kinds of crazy stuff. Then they come back and show it to them and say, okay, Mr. Mayor, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we gave you this $1 million to win every 4 years. And so I want you to do this, I want you to do that. You can't do nothing. Well, what about my boy? They voted all them in. Yes, but you put in a contract, you have to beat their power. Don't you make a decision unless we tell you. And what is decision? Do not build up the black community. I like that one. Don't build up the black community. Give them these different schools of thoughts, charter school. That's, we control that charter school. Make a mistake and you out of there. Well, why don't we build our own schools, brothers and sisters? You don't know how to teach your own child? I saw a family of six. They brought them on TV. These youngsters were so educated, it was unbelievable. They said, how did you teach these six children so well? They said, because we taught them. Me and my husband taught our children the education of this world. Come on, brothers and sisters. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. And we run around playing like we in Islam. No, you playing the religion. You just wearing on your sleeve, because I don't see no meetings. Everybody got meetings. Everybody is talking about how to stop this, how to stop that. So now I'm talking about that. Let me tell you what's going on. The insurance company play a game. They tell you they're going to give you one thing, you jump from your assurance that you want because you save $400 or $500. That's a lot of money. But now they want to take money out of your account. So you give them the willpower to take the money out of their account. Then they can take it, but they can't keep it if you cancel it. So they tell you, well, we'll give you your money, but they ain't giving you your money in 3 weeks. Now it all depends how much money they took. Some take 200, some take 3, some take 5. But why they won't give you your money? They won't give you your money because if 1 million people do that, how about 2,000? How about 1,000? Add it up. So they're able to use your money for 10 days. They got rich, so it don't cost them nothing to give you your money. Then some of them charge you $2. What the hell is $2 to you? Because you know $2 don't mean nothing. But if you multiply $2 times a million, that's 2 million. So they use your $2 with their $2 as $1 million that they can invest. This is how they trick us. And don't get rid of them, because once you get rid of them, they tell you that now that you're leaving, you go to another company and they say, show it to me. Why they say show it to me? It's going to take you 3 days, 4 days to get the paper while you left the last insurance company. Meanwhile, they're using your money. They're not going to give you your money back. They're using your money, and then they can give you your money back. So they play one against the other. How we shut that down? How we shut that down? You playing with Akbar's money? You playing with BR's money? You playing with such money? So we send in letters, 1 million letters. Whoa. And we say, everybody that's a part of this company, shut it down. You got power. Now they don't want to play with you. Because no one wants to play against a community. No one wants to play against an ummah. No one want to play with people that's collectively in tune with everyday life. So why are they getting us? You want to own these businesses? Stay from downtown. Tell them to bring their white folks in there to buy the sneakers. Tell them to bring their white folks in there to eat our food. Tell them the clothes they got in these stores. Don't go there. Hell, stay away for 2-3 months. They're all losing. You can buy it now. Why? Because the people who support it is us. We should have big restaurants on all four squares of our city. Why? Because it's us that buys. Nobody coming in north. They ain't crazy to come in north. They come during the daytime, and they very rare go out. But the reason why it's built all these highways and byways to get the hell out of Newark. But nothing down Newark is owned by us. Isn't that something? But we don't move as one. So what meetings we have? Who's going to be the next one that's going to be rotated to do Juma? Who are you talking to? Because you cannot be talking to your ummah, because if so, I would see a great deal of respect. Now we got another problem. You can't tell a dope dealer not to come into your masjid. You can't tell a prostitute not to come in and make sajda. We don't have no rights to do so. But my God, brother, how is it that we let the dope dealer in and don't teach about dope dealing? We let the prostitute, but we don't teach about, well, put them aside. They don't give you too much money. It's the drug addicts that give you, drug dealers that give you the money. Because they make $5,000-$10,000 a day. Come in, and it's like being in the Godfather. When they go to church, they leave their money behind for all the people they killed. That's why the church is so rich. They pay their way to heaven. Oh, you ain't paying your way to heaven here. But you don't teach it to them. That's why they just still do it. Now you say, well, I don't know who's a drug dealer, who isn't. Ah, you're a liar. All you got to do is look at your Sakai. and my Sukkot is 3,000 every week for the last 10 years. But all of a sudden, it's 20,000 on some Friday. Where did it come from? You look around. You ain't no fool. You see the two people. You see the third one. Folks, somebody's putting that money in there. So that it's not even clean. But you, we don't got so now we don't turn our head because these corner stores, we got to pay the bill. Now, today they still paying rent, but there's no one in there. So they got new things now. Send me your money. Send me this. Then send me that. Everybody want money, but yet you won't tell us the money you have of ours. Where is it? What bank is it? How much interest we drew because we've been giving you this money for over a decade. You know what they'll tell you? Oh, this is not the place. And the whole earth is a mess here. What do you mean it's not the place? This is crazy, brothers and sisters, and it's coming back to haunt you all. You say, how is it haunting us all, Mariah? You're scared. Oh, you're scared, brother. I laugh to stop from crying. It hurts. Well, I'm going to leave you here. I'm going to come back. I'll get you. I'm going to talk to you. Because I'm going to do what I want to do. That's help humanity. And here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, a lot of people are beginning to see it in my way. Let's come together collectively. We are more powerful collectively. Now, I'll go visit Africa, but I can't wait to come home to my country. And if you love Africa so much, brother, why you got homes over here? Something is wrong, you brothers from Turkey over here. Something is wrong, you people from Pakistan and India is over here. Something is wrong because I ain't over there. I don't want to live like most of them live over there, so why would I go over there? I'll go visit, but I'm not leaving America. But yet, the Islamic brothers here in America don't went to sleep. And you know what, brothers and sisters? They go to the surroundings. You ever see them? They come out every year. They ride their horses. They come into town. And you will see Akbar, you will see Muhammad, you will see Inshallah, you will see Allahu Akbar, you will see all that on their faces. It's like the proof I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet. So they go to him and say, excuse me, Sheikh. Tell me what they're doing in America. Is they practicing the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace be upon him? No, they're not. Well, what are they doing wrong? Do they pray? Oh, yeah. Well, what's wrong? They only pray with their own kind. The Indians pray with the Indians. Pakistanis pray with the Pakistanis. The Turks play with the Turks. They're gone. Then what about the African Americans? Oh, they don't know who they are. What do you mean they don't know who they are? They dress like everybody but themselves. All of them, no. There's not some. Some wear bow ties, some wear ties. But even the bow ties and the ties don't get along. And some will wear the robes and the kufis. And some of them don't go along, get along. What do you mean? Well, it's the name of the masjids. And where is that? What do you mean, name of the masjids, where they are? Where this masjid got this school of thought, this masjid got that school of thought, this masjid got that school of thought, this masjid. It's all mixed up like in Africa. You mean it rubbed off in Africa over here? Well, over there it's called tribes. Over here it's called school of thoughts. You gotta be kidding. So President Donald Trump said, hell with all of y'all. Yeah, why should I help you? You don't even serve the way it was taught by Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu. So it's gotta change. So watch Allah says, I will raise a new people. Oh, yes, he threatened us. He will raise a new people if you don't even sin. You can't be holy and thou. But now you don't read the Quran and you're all messed up. You're on the internet trying to find a husband. It's just crazy things going on out here. I'm different. What makes me different? I do what Allah asks us to do. One ummah. So when I say to you, brother, assalamu alaikum, that's enough. That's in the Quran. It's in the Quran. Well, no, brother, right? Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Yes, it is, but you see that little E? It's right there. It represents singular. That's for the prophet. How about assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu? That's for the angel on your shoulder, man. We greet both of them. But you took away what is assalamu alaikum. It's powerful. You see, brothers and sisters, I say it all the time. One of the shortest surahs of the Quran is us. And if you would study it, you can write volumes just on that short surah. So now Allah is saying to us, what about the longer surahs? It only means it got more meaning in it. And you are not going to comprehend all of it, but my God, learn what you know. And why are you talking a language that no one but those who went to the Arabic class? Now, there's 1 billion, 500 million of us who all understand what you say. Well, forget around the world. Here in America, they came here learning English. And then when you have a brother speaking on our behalf, they smack us African-Americans in the face, and they don't come get you brothers with the robe that look black. They go get another brother, and when they go get that brother, you can't understand what he said. But these guys, brother, what is he talking about? You might as well speak Arabic. Maybe I can hear something in that, but I don't understand what you say. They can't, but they go get him. And then if they find a black man, they put him on the air, and he ain't got no teeth in his mouth. He got all rotten teeth, and he trying to make the prayer, and he's speaking in the Arabic language, but he don't look decent. Then if you get another one, he's dressed like they dress over the East, so they don't look at him as being American, and that's what they don't want to do. They don't want you to think they're American. They don't want you to think they're African-American. So where's our identity? Where's our nationality? And then we got our children all in these clothes. They don't want to wear them. Then they realize they cannot grow in the world if their hair is covered. Hair is beautiful. Hair is knowledge. There's nothing in the Quran tell you to cover your hair. You can't find it. So if you can't find it, who told you your clothes was what makes you a Muslim? But yet, I can't think of her name, and when I get off the air, I'm going to search for it. So the next time I come on the air, this woman wore her hair out, but she was over top of an Islamic country. She won. And someone said, where's your hijab? She said, my husband gave me permission to show my hair. Because she knew they were boycotted. She knew they were attacked. She knew. But the hijab don't make you who. They ain't going to take you to paradise. This is the problem we have. And it's in my family. Everybody thinks that because these foreigners came over here, that is the way. Who told you that? Well, we were not supposed to be blessed to interpret that Quran. Allah didn't want us, and yet we are Bilal. That's another thing. I heard a brother Bilal say that. He said, I told their sister, how you going to knock Bilal? Well, the email wanted to make us Bilal. No, you took it literally. You know who Bilal is, sister? First of all, he was a slave. But he heard the teachers just like we did. He never met Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He heard the teaching. And he grasped it. Because that's who we are from our father Adam. And he said, God is one in front of the pagan king. And the pagan king put a rock on him. Bilal, who is God? He said, God is one. Put the rock more onto him. He said, God is one. And he couldn't talk, brothers and sisters. He could not talk. You know what he did? He stuck his finger out. God is one. And today they want to take that from us. Prophet Muhammad heard revelation and he shook. Trembling. I said, why are you doing that, brother? You got Parkinson's? No, brother. This is Prophet Muhammad. Oh, they want to take that from Bilal. Allah gave that to him. That's why we stick our finger out. To remind ourselves of Bilal was a slave and he was black. They didn't like black people back then. So when the call of prayer was given, the call of prayer was given by a bell, a horn. Everybody came to prayer. Ding, ding, everybody came to prayer. Bilal, the prophet said, peace, blessed be upon, call the day down. He started climbing the Kaaba. Went on top of the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Everybody, look. It came from his natural voice. Time is for prayer. Call the prayer, Bilal. The next time, call the prayer, Bilal. Next time, call the prayer, Bilal. Five times, all the way to his death, Bilal called to prayer. You remember what Esteem Muhammad says? What is that similar today? We got to cry in the Kaaba and call the prayer? He said, no, we, the so-called American Negro, deaf, dumb, and blind, downtrodden, has raised up, calling the whole entire world to pray. And yes, we did. So here they come, all the way from Africa, because they're not afraid of America, because they are Muslims in America. But when they came here, they found out that we didn't know how to speak the language. We spoke English. So when they started reading the Quran, boy, we was peaceful. Not knowing it was our nature. Unconsciously, it was our nature. And they started teaching us. And then the Allah Muhammad said, under likes attract. So we fell in love with them. They had straight hair. And most of them got out of those countries because it was too rigid. They wanted to come over here, and they found a group of people that loves what they say. So now we want to learn that. Because you know how we are extremists. So we have got so bad now. We have got so bad that we allow them in, and they cook everything we know how to cook. We go to their restaurant. Fried chicken came from the African-American white folks. Didn't know how to fry no chicken. But why is all the foreign brothers got chicken stores all over this country? Whose recipe is? Colonel Saunders? No. Even Colonel Saunders' recipe is a black woman. So whose recipe is it? So they stole it, and they got chicken all over. Chicken here, chicken there, chicken everywhere. And where they at? In the black community. So they must have got together and say, brother from China, brother from the Asian world, come into the black community. Oh, no, they ain't killed them. No, brother, they won't kill you. They love the way you look. You look different. Yeah, but I give rat. I love cat, but I love dog. Oh, they don't know. They don't check. Give rat that. That's what you want to give. And all of a sudden, we can't find stray dog. There's no stray cats. But give it to them. But what about the brothers that say, Assalamu alaikum? Good. Go in there and tell them you're Muslim. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Yeah, run to the lab, brother. Oh, that was new to us. Oh, we adopted to the point we don't even go over to the brothers that's with Ms. Farrakhan. Oh, you ain't going over there with the brothers that's with Mawla Steve Muhammad. You're going to this brother. Where are you from? China. But yet they get caught with rats and cats hanging down in the basement. It took an African-American Muslim that had the willpower to shut them down. Oh, this is true. But then it's worse. You got men, of course, they read in the Quran, you can't tilt the scale. You can't tilt the scale. You got to give them justice when they weigh that scale. No, what they do, they give you the worst part of the meat of the animal and tell you it's the best part. Then they give you meat that they got from somewhere else and tell you it's halal. It's not halal. Then they swear upon it. They run around checking on people. Hey, let me see if this is allowed. Let me see if this is allowed. You got to have right papers to have allowed. They laughing at us. I don't see you on the farm. I don't see you checking to see if that animal's sick. Because if the animal's sick, it's not allowed. How is the sick animals coming into our city? Why don't you go there? Because they just want to be known as somebody. I am over top to see what is allowed. Hell, you better check your own store. This is crazy what's going on. It's a shame. And you know what? There's no stand up and tell the truth. Now they want to put you in the grave. Oh, Allah, widen his grave so he can breathe. Widen his grave so you can come later and ask them questions. Allah, make them be able to sit up in their grave. If that's not paganism, what is? This is off the hook. You ain't in that grave. Sisters and brothers, don't ever think that body in the grave is your husband, is your wife, is your son or daughter. And they got the ones that say, Assalamu alaikum, well, brothers and sisters, all you Muslims, come up here and pray. You that are not Muslim, sit over there. This is, I mean, what is going on? Who in the world is heard to say who's a Muslim and who isn't a Muslim? My God, the idea, I believe they're working for someone that's trying to mess with our minds. And we sit there and listen. I can't do it. I can't do it. Matter of fact, I heard it and checkmated them, but I was going to shut the whole place down. I know how to do it. You go to the owner. You give them an offer you can't refuse. I will boycott everything that come out of this funeral park. But you know who will suffer? And guess what? These are Islamic sisters. So do their children deserve to not eat? How about their husband? Not eat? You can't do it. So you're going to say, okay, Allah is sufficient. So you leave it alone. So now we all out in the woods somewhere, and whose grave site is it? They don't even look like us. So now they're feeding us, clothing us, selling us houses, and now burying us. I have to say this, brothers and sisters. The reason why you sit there and you grieve over your mother and your father, you grieve over your wife and your children or your husband, is because you fall in love with the physical specimen of the human being. And that earth is perfect. It was molded and shaped by Allah. So the wife got a shape on her, unbelievable. The wife is so pretty, it's unbelievable. But as you get older, that earth spread sometimes become heavy the way it should be. The weight, the white, the face come large. But you're still in love with the physical. So when that physical husband or man or child leaves, you all messed up because you can't touch the physical no more. You can't see the physical no more. But if you fell in love with the spirit of that human being, if you fell in love with that soul of that human being, if you fell in love with that DNA or feature of that human being, if you fell in love with that taqwa, the obedience to God, the love for God, don't never die. So you don't miss it. It's with you. Because why? You know that person. So you don't grieve. And you sure don't go to the cemetery because he's not there. She's not there. You can be right in your home. They could be in New Jersey and the deceased could be in California. What about overseas? And you pray for the spirit of the human being. You pray for the deen fitter of the human being, the soul of the human being. You pray to Allah. He ain't killed him. What are you praying for, brother? What are you praying for, sister? Open the heavens and allow my wife, my children, my husband, my mother and father to make it to Jannah, Lord. Wow, isn't that simple? But meanwhile, you, sister, got to make it to the hereafter. You have a debt to Allah. Don't call yourself male nor female. You're the Khalifa to Allah to pay him back for breathing his spirit into you. To give you a soul and a spirit to allow you to move as you please. You have to pay them back. You can't pay them back with this currency. Oh, Lord, I took care of my husband. I gave you a good one. Oh, Lord, I had the babies, yes, and I brought you beautiful children in this world. What have you done for humanity? So there's a lot of people don't have this. So y'all should be rallying just like Black Lives Matter. Those are females. Well, yes, Islam matters. Goodness matters. Helping the needy matters. But you can't do it without the man. The man can't do it without you. We're one. We're Adam and Eve. So we are one. A community is one. It took an individual to build a community. A community don't build an individual. So we come together as husband and wife from the neck up. And we build. Until that happened, you got nothing. You would die with nothing. You would die leaving nothing behind. That's our legacy, not money. Pharaoh had money. He had gold, silver, pearls. And don't say diamonds, they didn't exist. But where is it now? They're in their grave stealing his riches. Because he thought it was going to go to the hereafter. That's why he built the pyramid. And cut out the tongue so they wouldn't go tell nobody how they built. And then pull the plug while they all was in there. They all died, the ones that built it. He didn't want it. This is how unintelligent Pharaoh was. And this is how intelligent you all are. That y'all think y'all going to leave here with riches. No, barakah. You better understand what that means. Barakah is when you give that which God has given to you, which is a gift. It's a gift. That brain is a gift. You being the only human being on the planet is a gift. Adam and Eve coming as one ummah, one wife, and husband collectively is a gift. So you breathe his air. Hold your breath. Don't let it out. You die. You got to give it back. You don't get air back. Allah, you die. You drink his water. Don't let it out. You will die. What about the food that you eat that grows in the ground? Allah brings that out. You will die. Everything good you must give back. Well, now you say you have an al-Islam. Who are you giving it to? 10 sisters? Who are you giving it to, brother? Your 10 men on your shore, boy? This is what is going on today. What is this, the prayer? This is what you have today. We must come together as one. So the whole East Coast should unite as one. If we united as one, I would have something going on every month. And we will support it if we come or we streamline. And we stream it and we pay for it, then we're able to benefit from it. We have resources that we can tap. This is why I fell in love with Art Array. Because that woman will be a part of the community. Contribution. You may say, well, what my $10 going to do? There's 400,000 of us in New Jersey. Add it up. What about New York? What about Philadelphia? What about Connecticut? Well, that's $1 million of us. So you mean you gave $10? You just gave her $10 million. But in your mind, you believe, oh, I don't know her. Who is she? The same one you pay a lot of money to see Beyonce. The same money you pay a lot of money to see Gladys Knight. And any little ones you go, same money you pay to go see on Broadway. You don't think we can have our own Broadway? We have one of the most beautiful landmarks called what? They can't tear it down, but damn if it's not down. Symphony Hall should be on. If I was over top of Symphony Hall, they don't have to pay me. I make my own money. I would have something there, damn there, every week for the children. Every month, some superstars coming in here. And we ain't knocking a home run. You play the early show, the middle show, and the late show. It's 30 seats. It's 3,000 seats there. If you just did $20, but you're doing it every week. At the end of the year, you got a great deal of money, about $50 million, $100 million. Well, that don't help us with our schools we building. We begging. We got to go to the mayor and beg him. It's too many of us. And this is why we're cut up in tribes. So Tylene, brothers and sisters, has a great meaning to it. And that Tylene started with the female. The first child came in this world. You, brother, I, and every human being that considers himself a human being came through the woman. Now, what part did you not comprehend? That we must come together as one. And you can do a better job than I am. I father you, but none of you have that credibility. That's why they called me. Not you. Not North, East Orange, or Irvington. No, not the state of New Jersey. The powers that control major companies called me. So I've been called. And my God, they offered me an unbelievable gift. All what I asked for. So I'm going to leave you with this. I won't mention her name. But a beautiful, gorgeous specimen of a female. And she's been working with me for over 5 years. And she was so excited that she would have loved to be my wife. But I saw her mind and her skills and her ability. And that female handled all my papers pertaining to my 10 years being in exile away from boxing. And I didn't want anyone from the boxing world because I want to build a community. I want to create $1 trillion, not just for me, but a community, so our teachers can be paid six figures. And if you can do real good, you'll be in the high six figures. And so our children don't have to pay for education. That was my mission. So she asked me a question. She says, Maran, may I ask you a question? I said, go right ahead. She said, I'm so excited in all the deals you are making. But 5 years went by and none of them came to fruition. Think about that. I said to her, you know what patience is? I said, patience is persevering, patience is endurance, patience is giving all you can give, 110%. But it's not going to happen to God, will it? And I have patience in Allah. Her words was, that was a beautiful answer. I understand. Well, I was so elated to send her something the other day to say, see what I say? See what I said? Just keep working. Look what Allah will give you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in 10 years, brothers and sisters, 10 years. Now, I don't have Angel Jabir talking to me from Allah. I'll be spooked out. I wasn't chosen to be the messenger, the seal of the prophet, and no more coming. But the prophet of God, the messenger of God, the prophet to us, when I say the prophet of God, we call him prophet because Allah has no prophets. But the messenger of God for his life. Now, I had to leave and flee for my life, but no one was trying to kill me. I was trying to get away from all this crazy stuff. And he went into exile. They tried to get him. But the priest, bishop, said, why would you want us to give up him? Because he believed in one God. He said, so do we. This is a Christian church. And his army was so strong, they couldn't fight him to get the prophet. So he stayed there for 10 years. Now, how do his companions feel? How could his, what do his companions and brothers? That if he's the messenger of God, why is he fleeing for his life? If he's the messenger of God, how could he go in exile for 10 years and we can't even touch him? They didn't have no email or no text or no Twitter. They could not pick up a phone. By the fact, they were battling with the disbelievers. But the prophet wasn't there. And then after 10 years, the priest says to the prophet, oh, Rasulullah, I'll build you a masjid. You don't have to leave. And he would love to have that masjid. But he didn't choose the masjid because it says that he didn't want to take his followers away from him. He loved that man, Christian. And so therefore he left and he went into the last battle. And in that battle, he was outnumbered. So everybody wanted to know, how are we going to fight all these men? An angel came to him. Tell them Allah is near. And he told them, fight with God's name. And they won. So when the king came that was trying to kill him and destroy him, he said, oh, Rasuli, there's no way you could have beat us if it wasn't for your God. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Whoa, and I bear witness you are the messenger. Bilal said, don't trust him. He killed our families and so. He said, nah, he made shahadate. And then Allah told him through the angel, Tell them, because they were most unintelligent, I will save the ones we have arrested. I use that word. I will free 10 of them if you teach one of my followers by education. That's the deal he made. Now, I can go on and on, but there's a point I'm getting to. Y'all not in no battle like that, but y'all surrendered. Y'all gave up. I don't give up. Patience in Allah. You have to have patience in Allah. You have to believe in Allah. You have to understand that mass is killing you. Wear it in the house. Wear it when you're walking. Breathe in Allah's air. But when you go in the store, yes, you got to put it on. Because COVID-19 is the biggest gimmick in the history of mankind. And who is a victim of it? We are. And we allow them to rule us and control us that we don't even have a doctor to oversee our loved ones in the hospital where they're killing them. I can name 10 of us in the last 6 months has been murdered. But you ain't going to listen to me. So let's get together and hire a group, because I got them. A group of men and women that will work for us. Yes, it's an insurance. What is the insurance? It costs you $25 a month, enough money to give to them that no one touches our human being, our family member, without our doctor present. That's what the Egyptians did. I was told that when I was in the hospital. They said, I'll go check out the Egyptians. No one messes with the Egyptians around this entire country. Every physician fears them. I said, okay, that's what we're going to do. Inshallah. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anyone, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. And if I said anything that's incorrect, I'm human. We say subhanAllah. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, that will fit you in the nature in which you was created, stand up in your taqwa, your obedience to God, your love for God. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorify his name. And I greet you from our father, Adam, our biological father, and our father, Abraham, of all nationalities and the intellectual mind of the human being. And our brother Jesus Christ, Christ means Muslim, he submitted to the will of Allah, so that makes him a Muslim. And from our prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, we salute him with the excellent salute and salutation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa deen. And we greet you, brothers and sisters, tonight. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And we use the Arabic words from the Holy Quran that is sufficient. We say, Assalamu alaikum. Tune in tomorrow. You have Imam Eli Obey, the Tafsir of Imam Falasdi Muhammad. And then he returns again at 7 to 8 on Wednesday, 7 to 8 on Thursday, the Tafsir of Imam. Amen. And then at 12 o'clock, you have the great-great-great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, Musa Muslim Abui, and he does an excellent job. He's our engineer, and he is going for his double master, and that's an academic family. Come on again at 5 o'clock, and we open the lines. Many people cannot do that. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't ask you. I don't program you. You can ask me any question you would like, and I try my best to give you nothing but the Holy Quran. And I'm entitled to do that, and I enjoy doing that. Someone said to me, they say when you call in, you're supposed to send in your question first. Don't send me no questions. That, to me, is not what I'm reading now. You can't read something someone asks you. But if you learn the Quran, basically you can answer, you just say, Bismillah. So they called in and they will ask me questions. I'll try to answer the question. Here come our sister Salima, brother, sister Alice X. Well, she was Alice Zero X. Zero X Alice and her husband, Robert Seven, Abdullah Muhammad. May Allah separate their faults from the goodness and separate the East from the West. Boy, their children are wonderful. There's 10 of them. They're all educated. And you will see the other one, Dr. Amira, she's a doctor, and she's able to assist her big sister, who 3 papers away from being a doctor. So we ask most of your women to come on. I got more stations. I would love to give you. You got a half an hour, and you can teach what Allah has given you. And we'll be happy to put you on, inshallah. Come on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. Yes, I gave them that time. And they love to talk about health care. And they talk to so many believers out there. They had on Art Murray, and she did a wonderful job, beautiful job, talking about how she traveled the world with her daddy, lived in Turkey, and she talked about how she was trained in Duke Ellington and how intelligent all her siblings are. It's a beautiful family. And her father, Bilal, who picked a young man that's energetic and got a lot on the ball. His name is David. And David Somerville is a young man that they appreciate. Well, I appreciate them, and I surely join them to make them larger than they can be, inshallah. And Sunday we have Dr. O. Now, Dr. O, Wakinda, and help. I don't want to speak of their names, but 4 people was in the hospital, and 4 people, she got them out of that hospital. If she had not talked to them, including just last night, and she was able to know what to say, how to say it, and what you are to do. Now, I do have access to her, but I want to be able to have access to the whole East Coast family and members and children, so you never have to let someone tell you what they're going to do to your child. And inshallah, I return on Monday, Tuesday at the same time. Thank you for listening. And we say all of you out there that has passed away, oh Allah, separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the East from the West and grant Jannah, paradise. And we ask those who are ill, oh Allah, lift the burden from them and make their stay in this world easy. And we say, oh Allah, those who had good intention and those who are doing good for others and helping those who can't help themselves, bless them with barakat so they can make it to paradise. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.